Hello and welcome to episode 539 of the League Rundown. This is the 2025 offseason continued, and the episode is lovingly entitled, For the Love of Riot Stocks, Watch Arcane Season 2. I'm your host, Kangas, and that was my first time doing that intro, I promise you. Joining me are two esteemed co-hosts. Up first, we got with his bird fact of the week, Hawk.
Right, and this is going to be my first time giving this incredible bird fact about how last night, me and Manny Sanchez watched the Baltimore Ravens take down the Los Angeles Chargers at SoFi Stadium. That was a ton of fun, and technically a fact about a bird.
Technically a fact about a bird. Also, you name-dropped Manny, who has been on the podcast before, one of the associate producers for LCS. Now,
shout out, Manny.
Shout out, Manny. And also, for the first time being introduced on the podcast, we have Badger.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Shit, I can't even remember what I said. Wait, no, I didn't say anything different because this is clearly the first time that we're doing this introduction.
Yes. What are you alluding to, Badger? We did not have to cancel a recording.
I'm trying not to pull back the curtain on this one, but
was I supposed to put out my internet now or am I waiting?
No. It's once we get into the news.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah. Right as we're about to start the episode in earnest. Let me just pull the plug.
I was about to make an Arcane reference, and then I realized you have not.
Yeah, I was also about to make an Arcane reference.
Oh, my bad, guys.
Come on, Hawk. Watch it. For the love of Riot Stocks, they need the money, okay?
True. They do need the money.
We get the money from them, but we have to give them money first. That's how this works. You got to spend money to earn money. All right. Well, now that we're into the episode.
Yeah. Proper. All right. We've made it further than we made it last time. Good job, guys.
Let's get into the global news. I also shout out to anybody who was curious about why last week's episode did not post. I put an announcement in the Discord, but I was traveling to India for a friend's wedding, and we had initially thought that there would still be an episode, that we'd have enough hosts around, but then scheduling got difficult. Mazel wasn't able to host, and then just cascading failures from there, and we just didn't get the episode out last week. So sorry for everybody who was looking for an episode last week. The bright side and the good news is that really nothing happened. It was free agency that opened up last Tuesday, but there was actually very little information, even still very little information. This is 2 years in a row now where it's just been a slow start to the offseason roster rumors. But we have a couple to talk about. But more important than that, we have some global news. Confirmed Riot removing the LPL English broadcast, now moving to only co-streaming. That is right, only co-streamers will be able to bring you the LPL footage, but I have heard that it's going to be open. So anybody who wants to co-stream can. If you, a viewer, a listener, wants to co-stream the LPL, I don't know how you're going to get the feed, but technically you should be able to. And Badger has confirmed he will ruin his sleep schedule to watch every game, so we have an LPL expert still on the cast. Is that correct?
Listen, no.
No? Oh.
Sorry, bud.
Sorry, I misheard you. Sorry, that was the previous recording. I guess he's changed his mind.
That was the last recording, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
No, wait, okay. No, there wasn't our last recording. What are we talking about?
I don't know. We're just saying gibberish at this point.
Flaking on the LPL fans, man.
Flaking on the LPL fans. Of course, our hearts do go out to one of our mainstays on this cast, Mazel. That was rough news when he heard that there is no LPL broadcast. So if you want to send Mazel any positive words, reinforcing words, I know he would appreciate it. Because it's not like he wasn't doing a good job, so he gets dropped. It's like everybody got dropped, right? Like, there's just no show, and that, I don't know if that would feel worse or not, but either way, I know he'd appreciate some kind words. So if you have time, would love if you could send that along. But we do have some other fun news outside of that bummer. Some Tier 2 information has come up. Now, some of this is cool, but some of this is still maybe on the downside. So, Hawk, let's get your initial thoughts, because NACL information, or just rather all Tier 2 for the Americas information, dropped this morning.
Yeah, a lot of stuff came out. A lot of stuff that I think we already knew, or at least Riot had kind of said that they're going to talk about later, and, well, now is later. And honestly, I was a pretty big fan of a lot of the changes. Some things not to be thrilled about. They told us what the format is going to be for the Tier 2 season. It's going to be two splits during splits 2 and 3, or I should say coinciding with splits 2 and 3 at the LTA level. I think it's comical that they're calling it split 1 and 2 for NACL, though, which feels confusing, but regardless. And the TLDR is that NACL and what was CBLOL Academy, now it's being called something else, and then also
I actually had that because I noted that the name changed. So let me pull that up in a quick.
But yeah, it's like Cerqueso. Yeah, I'm not going to try to pronounce
it's
it.
Like CV or something.
Yeah,
yeah.
But that and then LRN Academy / Tier 2 and then LRS Tier 2, like all four of them are going to operate independently of each other, largely in the same way that they did last year, with still promotion and relegation with Tier 3. Important things to note is that the promotion to LTA only happens once at the end of the entire year. So Disguised is safe until the end of this year, which is then when the promotion will happen. And then promotion into and out of all the Tier 2 leagues is going to happen twice a year after Split 2 and Split 3, after each of like the NACL splits, basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
And notably, the timeline. What right. does the promotion tournament overlap with?
It looks like it's going to overlap with Worlds a little bit. I'm kind of hoping that was just sort of like a graphical thing, and it's not actually, but yeah, at least according to the graphical schedule that they released, it looks like it might overlap with Worlds, which is definitely less than ideal. Other things that are less than ideal is that we have different formats for Split 2 and Split 3. Split 2 is basically the exact same as the NACL format from last summer with the True Fearless, and then Split 3 is going to be only single round robin best of one into a quote extended double elim playoffs, including 8 teams. I don't really know what extended double elim playoffs means, or if it's just the same as like it was in summer, but it's extended because it's longer than spring. I don't really know. So single elim best of one's not as ideal, and then of course no fearless for that final split as well. And then finally, the other main part of the announcement is the teams that are going to be involved. Main things to know for anyone that was a fan of the NACL last year are that Team Liquid Challengers and FlyQuest Challengers are both gone. You can see the explanations from Papa Smithy and from Spawn on Twitter. I think they brought up some good points. I think there are definitely things to argue, you know, against that decision, but that's the decision that was made. Also, obviously, Disguise is in the LTA, so they're no longer in the league. And then AOE is out, and Luminosity, the esports org that is big in things like CSGO and also Rocket League,
I believe,
have taken over one of those spots. And then 3 spots open in the NACL, 3 spots open in Latin America North, 2 spots in CBLOL, and 7 in Latin America South are all going to be filled by like Tier 3, like a big Tier 3 qualifier tournament at the start of the year during Split 1. We don't really know what that's going to look like yet, but as a Tier 3 fan, I actually thought that was the coolest part of the announcement. I
that
think
is really,
really
cool,
interesting.
Yeah.
So there's like a mega promotion basically to start the year in every region. And I
this
think I just summed up everything.
Yeah, this was basically like a call to arms from Riot to be like, if you're a Tier 3 org, there's spots open and we're just going to hold a free-for-all tournament.
Exactly. Right?
Just like show up and do all the tournament you're in.
Yeah.
So do you know how the Valorant system works of how they do like the Ascension tournament every year? And that gets
no idea.
So basically what it is I'm trying to equate it to something that I kind of know because I'm not as versed in it at this point is, so there's a tournament at the start or between champions and the start of the next season where they basically have like a tournament like this where the winner gets essentially a two-year lease into the VCT tournament. Is that kind of what this is going to be?
Sure. Except it's basically you get 1 year. And then the way the promotion tournament at the end of the year is going to look is the top 2 teams from NA Tier 2 and Latin American North Tier 2. And then for LTA South, it'll be Brazil Tier 2 and Latin America South Tier 2. The top 2 teams from each of those leagues and that provisional team that gets the year-long lease, those 5 teams will go to a promotion tournament once at the end of every year to try and get that pro league spot.
Yeah. So the way to think about it is that the NACL is now part of a twofold promotion system.
Yes.
You can promote
one team. It is the middle stop.
It's the middle stop. One team can promote upwards to LTAN, which is now what was the LCS, now it's LTAN. One team can promote up, but if I'm correct, Hawk, after split two and split three of the NACL season, two teams can promote down, because there's also a tier three system still happening.
Yeah, assuming it stays the same, I actually don't know if they've announced like whether or not it'll be exactly the same, but there will still be promotion relegation. And in the past, it's been two teams.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll hopefully have more information. And I do have the confirmation. It used to just be called CB LOL Academy.
Yeah.
CB LOL doesn't exist anymore, so that wouldn't make sense. Now it's just called CD. Circuito Desafiante. No idea if I said that right, but I tried to add some flair. So maybe it sounded good.
Your pronunciation was better than Grapes's on our React video that we did earlier today. Perfect. So good job,
That's
Steve.
That's all I need is to be better than Grapes. you can tell him I said that.
Okay, yeah, I'll tell him.
All right. Well, that summarizes the tier two news as more stuff breaks there, especially.
Yeah. There was a lot there, but TLDR, promotion relegation, new teams joining the tier two leagues, and like the splits are going to be different. I think like that's the main takeaways.
Yeah. And Luminosity is a big one because they're a relatively big org. This would be, I'm trying to think what an equivalent would be that maybe league players would understand. It would almost be like if, I don't know, Evil Geniuses, when they came back, entered the Challengers system instead. It's not quite that because they don't really have a history in League, but Luminosity, they have kind of a reputation in other esports.
It would be like if, it would be like if Na'Vi decided to,
Or Sentinels even, right?
Yeah, maybe not as big Sentinels is a good one.
Actually, Sentinels is a really good way to...
Imagine if Sentinels were joining the NACL with a team and publicly state our intention is to promote into the LTAN. I think that's really cool. So I think that's going to be the big one from the story to take away, is that Luminosity is an org that you should remember because it is their mission statement that they want to take the spot from the current creator team disguised. I think that's kind of neat.
Yeah.
Other news going around, though, because it is not only in the NA system, Tier 2, that we have news. There's also Tier 2 news over in Europe. Badger, did you hear that a little streamer, he's on the come up, named Cadrell, has an ERL team. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I did hear about this. I definitely know how to pronounce the name of this team. It's Los Ratones. I definitely haven't had like three chances to try and say.
There was no other recording, Badger.
There was no recording. So this team is the Baus, Nemesis, Crowny, and Reckless are the four names that I know. And then I was in the middle of looking up Velja. I don't know who Velja is. Velja is the jungler for this team. They're playing in what? The NLC?
More than likely.
I don't know anything about Velja either, but I think the other names alone already make this one of the most hype rosters to follow in the ERLs.
They've already been creating content.
Yeah, literally just the Baus. The fact that he's going to play is going to be wild. So
there's been some good memes of like, you know, like the Hydra meme with like the derpy head. Like that's how people have been putting Baus on this team. And it's going to be really interesting to see what he does in a competitive setting.
And for anybody who's not aware, I'm sure all the EU listeners will know this name. Some NA listeners might not. Very prevalent streamer in EU. Notable for Inteen Scion. He's the guy that kind of made Inteen Scion a thing and showed what it could do. And then if you've ever experienced it, or more likely had a teammate completely fail at pulling it off, you can thank the Baus because that was a him creation. He's just known for trying to break the game. Like he just has fun streaming and like trying out wacky stuff and... he's the guy that kind of coined the phrase good death as well. Like, that was a good death, you know?
Yeah. So, I looked at Velja. Velja played with Nemesis and Crowny on a team that played in the T-hyphen Esports Championship Season 3.
Would that be Tyler 1 Esports?
No.
Oh, surely not.
It's a T-Mobile thing. It's a Poland, Czech, Hungary, Croatia, North Macedonia, and Montenegro-based tournament.
Sure, probably also a streamer, most likely a content creator. Maybe not as big as some of these other names because he hasn't been a past pro or, you know, as notable. But
yeah,
shout out to the Velja fans out there. Sorry if you're flaming us right now, yelling at your AirPods.
The ghosts in our head.
How could you not know who Velja is?
What do you mean? Either way,
we will be paying attention to this team because it's very funny. Also, potential another team. There's rumors that I Will Dominate and Yamato will have an ERL team. Have you heard about that, Badger?
That one I've heard a little bit about, but I didn't actually know anything about it until I didn't know who was on the team until I see it sitting on this document right in front of me. Yep. There's some names on here. Perks, Yankos, Lida, Jack Spectra, and Nash.
Yeah, these are all names that have been in LEC or at least the system at some point or another. Not always at the same time, but like Perks, Yankos back together. That's crazy. But it's looking like
Perks top lane, by the way.
Yeah, Perks top lane. That's crazy. So Perks versus Baus could be a legitimate top lane matchup that you see in the NLC next year.
I don't know how I would feel about that.
I guarantee you it's going to break the viewership records.
Oh, absolutely.
I promise you.
Absolutely. It's
I'm
going
just
to,
sad we're not going to get the Dommy Mommies in NACL.
The what?
The Dommy Mommies. I Will Dominate?
Oh, I Will. Hey, it's not too late. There's three teams open. Maybe they will sneak their way in. But either way, that's cool to see over there that the idea of prevalent streamers and content creators stepping up and making their own teams, I think, is going to only become more popular as we go on.
Critical.
And these, yeah, Moist Critical, Disguise, the first dominoes have fallen, and now we're starting to see the string keep going, the cascade of this kind of influencer approach to team management, team ownership. So we'll see if that kind of makes it up to the top levels. Disguise is the first to make it to like a tier one team, unless I guess if you consider like eBuy over in LEC, but
I would consider like, that.
Okay, yeah. Sure. I guess Disguise is not the first.
But they also did Disguise.
They bought it.
Disguise buy in.
Got in. Well, they didn't really earn it, but they were, I think, technically given the spot. I don't know, actually. I don't know if they had to buy in or not, so I'm not going to speak on that. Either way, I expect that trend to continue of just content creators, streamers having rosters. So that's cool to follow. There's a lot of LCK roster chaos. Badger, I'm going to give you 30 seconds to summarize as much of it as you can, because I know that you're a crackhead about this stuff.
Nongshim pulled a Hanwha from 3 years ago, and they actually
nobody
could be
understands
contending.
That reference.
So Hanwha went right after Chovy and Deft left, or when they bought Chovy and Deft over from DRX, they went all in. They got like Pioshik over. Like Nongshim's like, we want to win. We're tired of losing. So they
in 10 seconds.
God, what the fuck? Zeus
four,
is on Hanwha Life now.
Three,
and they traded Doran
two,
over to
one.
T1, and
cool.
It's the worst trade deal in the history of trade deals.
I'm pretty sure we talked about that last episode. So great job. Everyone give a round of applause to Badger.
I did a terrible job.
Badger, I got bad news for you. I missed like your entire rant because someone rang my doorbell and I went to see who it was and it was just a package getting dropped off. So
beautiful. Wow, thanks.
Well, let me summarize it for you, Hawk. I listened and I didn't learn jack shit. So
except that Doran is the worst trade deal in the history of trade deals, maybe.
That was
listen, there's
a hilarious trade deal.
If Faker wins a world championship with Doran, that's going to be his greatest accomplishment ever in his
entire
career.
I think he surpasses Michael Jordan if he does that, dude.
Yeah, honestly, genuinely,
I think so,
he does.
Yeah. And he's already got an argument. Okay, cool. Well, LPL roster rumors, I don't know any of these. Mazzel's not on the pod to cover them, so I think we can just save those for next time.
I've got one that I saw. Okay. Dude, IG is assembling like the 2019 Avengers.
I did see that.
I saw
that.
They have...
wild.
Let me go through it. It was the Shy... I'm actually forgetting who the jungler was. Oh, boy. Let me pull it up. Shoot. Because it was super hype. It was like the Shy, Rookie, Gala, Mako, and I do not remember who they had for jungle, but it's like actually the 2019 Avengers.
I'm trying to remember now. I'm so bad with jungler names. I don't know why. They're always the hardest
for me
to remember.
Where's the rumors page on...
JJ. Okay, the Shy, JJ, Rookie, Gala, and Mako. Oh, dude, JJ? This team wins Worlds in 2020. Like, I'm telling you.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
So, but can they do it in 2025?
Different game? That's like half a decade that's passed, which is crazy to think about.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is a cool one. So thank you for dropping that one, Hawk. We'll have some more hopefully next week when Mizell is back on the pod. But another fun announcement here. We're taking a lot of time with news. If you couldn't tell, it's because, again, the roster stuff, which is usually the bulk of these offseason episodes. Yeah, there's not a lot going on there. So we're taking some more time with news. But there's a fun news bit here. I've teased it. I've talked about it. I officially announced it as well on the pod. And now I can give you some more information. The League Rundown. You've known us as a podcast, the longest running League of Legends podcast in the world, at least that we're aware of from the English speaking side. But now you're going to know us as an off-season content provider and jobs provider. I don't know if it's going to go on taxes, probably not, but we will be hosting the League Rundown Snowdown Showdown. Coming to you on Twitch December 14th and 15th. It's going to be a North American tournament. Our goal is an open invitation for 8 teams to sign up. We're going to be sending invitations to NACL and below players to build their rosters. If they already have a team, sweet, come on in. Otherwise, we'll have a Discord build and all kinds of fun stuff for free agents to try and build teams together. But we're going to fill out the first 8 teams that sign up and have $500 on the line. It'll be a best of 3 single elim bracket. Into a best of 5 finals. So there we go. We actually have some more official concrete statements to say. We have a date locked in as well as the format locked in. And also there'll be members of the cast. Badger, we're going to have you casting. Hawk, we might be able to get you in at least on that Saturday, but the hope is that we can have a lot of the mainstays of the podcast hop in and participate, as well as some fun guest casters and broadcasters coming in. So right off the bat, Hawk, how'd I do with the name, just the title, Snowdown Show, there's a Rundown Snowdown Showdown.
You know, it's a mouthful, but I mean, it rhymes. I like it.
It's got down 3 times.
That tournament is going down.
It's happening.
It's going down. Yeah.
In an earlier round.
Tense.
Yeah. All right. Badger, thoughts on the first ever League Rundown Snowdown Showdown?
I'm really excited to see how this works out, because this could either be the greatest thing that we've ever done, or it's going to be, no matter what, it's going to be a blast to be a part of.
Okay, you know, or it could crash and burn. I needed somebody to say it, because we're all thinking it. It's our first time trying something like this.
It could be the greatest thing we've ever done, or one of the things we've ever done. Or
one of the things.
That is a good point. But I have a somebody in the industry, Moon Moon Jelly, a.k.a. Ryan Dempsey, who's worked with some of the LCS teams on content and some of like collegiate and other smaller programs on tournament organizing, stuff like that. So he's helping me build the whole thing. He's going to be tournament organizing the whole thing. It is not just a League Rundown effort. We are hosting. We are putting up the prize pool, or rather you, our patrons and supporters through the website merch store, are putting up the prize pool for NA players. The hope is that if we can pull this off and do, you know, have any moniker of success, we want to keep this going for future years as well, and most likely look at other regions. So I know that we have a lot of EU listeners. We pay attention to LEC week to week. Would love to get something going over in EU. This year, logistically, I just didn't have the connections to really make that happen. I have way more connections and ability to move things here in NA. So hopefully by next year, we can do something in EU, no promise. But for this year, it's just going to be an NA exclusive event. But stick around. Would love for everybody who listens to the podcast to give support for that. And by next week's episode, we should have social announcements as well as the website live for players. So if there are any players that actually listen to the podcast, open invite. You don't have to be an NACL player if you are just like a Masters tier player. I mean, you could be Bronze technically if you want to sign up. You're going to get smashed. We're inviting good players to this as well. But feel free to sign up. So there we go. That's all the news, other than shout out to people that support us on Patreon and the merch store, league-rundown-shop.fourthwall.com. We greatly appreciate you there. And also come join the community Discord. If you have not already, let us know your thoughts on the naming convention for the tournament. Any feedback, anything that you want to see in such a tournament, content ideas. If you want to help volunteer, would love any and all hands on deck. You can join the community Discord in the link in the description down below. And with that said, it is now time to get into the roster rumors. Woo! Yeah.
Yay!
Love yes. rumors.
Not as many as we hoped, but still some.
Not as many. Yeah. And also, still, I think the biggest thing is there's still more rumors than we were hoping for. Usually we see concrete things locked in. In years past, decades past at this point, we would see like full-on videos, and like it was a crazy day. That first day of free agency was like Christmas. Now it's just us.
It happened every time.
Yeah.
Every 5 minutes, you would get Jacob Wolf dropping a new piece of news, and now it's...
Yep.
Look at what
we Remember when
become.
He would do a live thing? Like yes. that big... Was that ESPN Esports
yeah.
that did that?
Yeah, and then like other organizations produced it after the ESPN thing exploded in everybody's face. So, yeah.
God, remember when we had ESPN
do my, Esports? My LT... LTAN? The LTAN rant? I didn't get to
the
do
LATAN.
My...
Oh, you didn't get the rant. Yeah, I was going to give you a soapbox. So before we get into the rumors, then, this is your soapbox, Badger. We have not heard your thoughts yet on LTAN, the name change, the format change, all of it.
So format-wise, I like that they're experimenting with different, like, formats in the, like, different splits. Naming-wise, is this all you got? The LTAN?
Like, yeah.
I just keep it, like... The just make it something Americas, like LCS Americas. Like, I it doesn't make any sense to just be like, we are the LTA North and the LTA South, the LTAN and the LTAS. Like, hold the L with like how bad this name is.
It's
at this
pretty
point.
LTAS, like, am I right?
It's pretty LTAS for sure.
LTAS, so. More like LUT. Ass. What? I don't know. I'm trying to be him.
So I think there's definitely better names that they could have came up with. But if they were on a crunch with trying to figure this out, then like it's not the worst name that I've heard. So
yeah, you weren't on the podcast when we were talking about it. There were rumors heard that it was up to a very late hour that the name was decided. That even as of like LCS finals, teams were being told, hey, don't make statements about what the name is next year because we like don't know. There was a push basically to
wow,
keep LCS.
Okay.
There was a push to keep LCS, and that push did not work. I don't know at what level it got pushed down or like canceled or stopped.
Okay.
But there was an effort from people at Riot at the LCS to say let's keep LCS as the brand, and that was shot down. So that is tough because I do think LCS had value still as a brand. I think LCA would have been a much better name, League Championship of the Americas. And then at least it still sounds closer to LCS. But
right. Yeah.
Not the world that we live in. But you did give me a great idea there, Badger. If at any point next year you see content where a college bro or like a surfer bro has a big L tanned onto their chest and is just acting confused, like, wait, I thought it was the L10, you know that I got the idea from
I'm glad that I could help you come up with this.
Yeah, I hadn't heard anyone say L10 yet, so the L10. It's just like a light bulb went off in my head. Okay,
I'm glad I could
cool.
help.
Well, there we go. Off the soapbox now. We can get into the news itself. We're going to skip right past FlyQuest. No official confirmations, but the rumor had just been running back to the same roster. But we do have confirmation from the next team that we had the same rumor of. And Badger, your boys, Team Liquid, they are officially running it back.
They are running it back. I mean, it makes sense given how successful the roster was last year. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. They beat G2 a couple of times who did break their roster, so that we'll get to them eventually. But I thought FlyQuest did, or were they just memeing when they put out the run it back video right after Team Liquid put out the run it back video?
Wait, did they put out a run it back video?
They made a video that was like essentially just the Team Liquid video, but it had some like B-roll of the FlyQuest guys. and it was all of the FlyQuest guys.
Let me take a look. I'm going to scroll down.
I'm pretty sure. I thought they did. I may be wrong, though.
I did not see that. If that was a thing, I'm scrolling, and I haven't found it yet.
If they made it and they deleted it afterwards, I'm going to laugh my ass off. But
that would be quite funny. Somebody was like, "What? We're not running it back. We're dropping Whippo's coaching, guys.
We're not running it back. Don't." Maybe this was a fever dream of mine.
Like, I don't remember that being a thing, and I'm not seeing it on their socials unless I just skipped over it. But
this is awkward.
The rumor that I had heard, if FlyQuest wasn't running back the roster, that it would just be Whippo's moving to coach, and that they're going to bring in a different top player.
November 20th, 2024 at 8:25 p.m., they put out a video that said amazing news for us, and it's got the Team Liquid run it back stuff with them winning the title.
It's saying that Team Liquid's running it back, so they amazing news for us. We beat this roster before.
Yeah, so, and it's making me think that they're running it back again.
Okay, that's what I interpreted.
That's like an interpretation of it. I didn't know if that was like an official confirmation of it, though. So, I think
maybe the bigger thing is the on the day of like the roster mania, or I guess it was the 18th, not the 19th. 19th is when air quotes roster mania. There's no mania involved, but when free agency opened, they put out a photo just saying cool photo of Whippo inspired Quad Masu and Busio for no reason. And they hosted an AMA. I didn't hop in the AMA, so maybe there was something confirmed. If anybody in the Discord community Discord can let us know. If there were confirmations, as of right now, it just still says rumored on the sheet. So I'm going to go with that.
Okay. Yep, that works for me.
But Team Liquid, we do have confirmation from the team. Hawk, another team we have confirmation from is 100 Thieves, actually. Despite the fact that they're stepping back kind of as a full committed team in the League ecosystem, they were one of the first teams to really confirm their roster.
Yeah, and it's also very similar. It's actually cool to see how many teams are potentially running it back for this LCS season, because 100 Thieves has only made one change. They have lost Tomo, who is now rumored to be going to Dignitas, and have picked up FBI instead. So I think this is a pretty good change. You know, I think FBI has been a good AD carry in our region for a long time. I'm actually really curious if this is happening because Tomo was leaving for Dig, or if 100 Thieves felt that FBI would be an upgrade over Tomo and thus seeked him out. But either way, I mean, I think this 100 Thieves roster, I'm excited to see them play again. River, Quid were phenomenal last year. And then I think, you know, Sniper and Ayla will continue to have room to grow.
I agree. I think if I had to put money on it, I would guess it's more that they wanted FBI. Energy went boom. FBI was available. Maybe not even just that they specifically wanted FBI, but they saw, hey, there's a new AD carry that we think is better, we can grab. I think there's an argument that FBI is better than Tomo. I just think that Tomo still has room to grow, so I'm happy that there are rumors he's still making it to a team, because I want to see that player still in the league and keep developing. I think historically we've just not given AD carries enough time, but then I say that knowing that Tactical has received a lot of time. But that's beside the point. Cloud9, let's move on here. There are a few confirmed things, Badger. Is this the full roster? 1, 2, 3? No, three players have been confirmed.
Three and two coaches.
Yeah.
So Thanatos is back, unsurprisingly. Blabber's back, and Vulcan is back. Isn't this... I thought... Did you guys go over Zven potentially rejoining this team at AD?
We did, yep.
Okay.
Expectations are Zven, and then there's a rumor that the mid laner is going to be a Challenger Korean player coming over, or an LCK Challengers player coming over.
Okay. Do you know which one it is, perchance?
It was name dropped. I don't remember what their name was. Loki, there we go.
Oh, yeah.
And with Thanatos as well, you say unsurprisingly Thanatos. I think 50-50 Thanatos. Cloud9's just been dropping players if they don't, and also especially Korean imports. If you don't like pop off your first year, it's hard to stick around.
So the big thing about him is if Thanatos went back to Korea right now, he probably wouldn't get a spot on a team.
Sure, but that's not Cloud9's problem.
Yeah, that's also, yeah, you're right. But technically, was he was only under contract for this year, right? He was.
I don't actually know.
Did he sign an extension? Yeah, it was. I think it was an extension because he was only for this year.
Okay.
Pretty well, sure.
I mean, I think there was some merit to Thanatos. At least they're committing to the majority of a core for a roster. Mm-hmm. But it will still be changed for Cloud9 in a couple of positions going into the next year. Maybe not as much as could have been. Cool to see the Blabber Vulcan still there.
Mm-hmm.
Dignitas, no official confirmations, but we now have information. I was lambasting them last episode. That's a fun word to say. That they had no roster rumors. And I was even concerned. I was like, what are they doing? Are they like trying to strong arm Riot, being like, give us the 100 Thieves deal. We want out, and we're not going to sign a roster or something like that. But no, we do have a few rumors now. So hopefully I was overreacting in my strong reactions there. The rumors are Surti coming in for top lane. We've talked about that guy a lot for FlyQuest Challengers. He's deserved to be in the LCS all of last year. Even arguments that he was ready before that, but definitely happy that he's getting a spot if this rumor is true. Kaina in jungle, or Kaina? I don't actually know if that's jungle. I think it's jungle position.
Coming in from mid, isn't
it's
it?
It's mid.
Kine coming in from
R7. Keen.
It's just Keen?
I believe so.
Is this the Keen that we've had before? Like the Keen that
no,
I know?
No, Keen that we had before is a TFT player now.
Okay. This, yeah, it's spelled differently.
Keen was the mid laner for R7 at Worlds last year.
Okay. So, wow, I don't recognize that.
Trying to think. Yeah. He played like, he was part of the, probably part of a Freak of Freaks' program, if I had to take a guess, because that's kind of where the fly like mid laner like tier of player comes from, and that's basically what I could think of, like fly, Crown, gosh, who else is in that, UCal, like those mid laners that are just like they take up a spot on your team. Like I have a feeling this is just going to be a he's a spot on the team kind of guy.
Okay.
Yeah, Surti, yeah, and Tomo are pretty hype, but Keen is kind of like, what do we, what? Like,
yeah.
Who's Diggs jungler? Is it Spica?
That was their last jungler, yes. I believe, okay. Right? It was Spica, Jensen.
Spica, Jensen, Sven, and who the hell was the
Isles.
Support?
Isles.
Wow, that's... forgot about that roster, I'm not gonna lie.
Right, Tomo Isles could be back because we've seen Tomo Isles together. I'm trying to remember what roster it was in, a tier two team. I'm blanking on it right now, but I'm pretty sure that we've seen that duo together.
Wasn't it Dig actually, right?
It might have been,
yeah, Dig, it was Academy. Dig, yeah. It was Dig Academy.
Oh my god, it was.
I just realized.
And Tomo's,
yeah,
back.
He's back
on the team.
I will not bring anything up from our first recording that I've said about Dignitas.
No? That might have been before we started recording, actually.
Was that before we started recording?
Patrons might get access to that one. I don't know.
If not, Dig is just... if you could picture a League of Legends organization as a dumpster fire, you need to pour a little bit more gasoline on it and throw some napalm into the mix, and that's Dignitas as an organization and their history. Yep. I mean,
love that smell in the
good
morning.
Good on them. Congratulations. You've somehow made it into the next tier of the franchising system.
Hey, if they're giving a job to Surti and Tomo,
I can't actually be mad that they're giving Surti and Tomo a job, but please, for the love of God, get actual players around them. Like,
yeah, I really do hope that they're able to build.
Get them on an actual team, not this.
I could still see a world where I'm happy with Spica being with them. Support. I
watched Spica run 22 FlyQuest or 23 FlyQuest into the ground. I would like to see him off of my League of Legends wrist.
So who do you want in the jungle instead then? If it's not Spica, who are we rooting for on Dignitas?
If they didn't burn the bridge with XU, probably would have been XU, but unfortunately...
We'll talk about him later.
Talk about him later, yeah.
Okay, well, we'll keep in mind other junglers. Maybe by the end we can come back and circle the one that could potentially be that puzzle piece for Dignitas, but for now it's looking like a young roster relatively inexperienced roster with Rigby as the coach. Rigby notable for a time even back in like Evil Geniuses, I remember. Not sure the latest team Rigby was on. Coaches, it's harder to track than players just because they're not like listed on rosters nearly
Rigby
as much.
At wasn't he part of the FlyQuest like burning down in 23? I don't know.
That would be hilarious if we get Spica Rigby back. I don't know. Somebody look it up while I move on to the next one.
Rigby was on EG. Circle back.
I know Rigby was on EG at one point, but I don't remember what they were up to like this past year. Either way, that will bring us on to Shopify Rebellion. No official confirmations for this team either, but rumor one player, Palafox, coming on from NRG, which I think is a pretty cool pickup for Shopify. It's a bummer because that means Insanity will be looking for a team, and I still think Insanity has a cool play style, if anything. Like, it's entertaining to see him in the league and what he brings to the league in terms of unique picks, but I'm still happy that Palafox is landing somewhere. Any confirmation on Rigby from anybody?
He was on C9 in 2023, and then before that it was EG. He was never on FlyQuest.
Okay, wasn't on FlyQuest. All right,
so he was just doing
nothing. Oh, he was on the C9 team that crashed and burned. Got it. Okay.
Ah, there we go.
sorry, I got the wrong crashing and burning team. My bad. Yeah.
Crazy how often that happens, you know?
It's wild.
Wild. Okay, well, thoughts on Palafox, though. Hawk, are you a Palafox believer? Do you still think he's got more to prove?
I'm glad he is still in the league. I think one bad year for him should not disqualify. Like, I think if he struggles again this year, then people can give up on him. But in the last 2 years, it's been one good year, one bad year. Let's see what happens next.
Yeah, he was so good in that summer 2023. Oh, my God, Palafox. Mm-hmm. The Pal God, Pal Faker? What was it? The copy pasta?
Oh, my opponent, midfielder Palafox, seems very good and like a genius or something like that. Yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
Or is also, very powerful and seems like a genius.
Also, Badger, what's his famous quote?
Who? Wait.
Palafox.
Oh.
I don't know if you know this one. There's just a meme that just shows him with his hands up and just says, "I like boobs." I don't even know if he said that. I think he did, but I think it's
all I can think of when you say meme. That is X Special saying, "I like girls, girls are cool," like 10 years ago. That's the same only thing energy. I can think of when you say that.
Same energy.
So Palafox is memeable. The more they say the same.
He's memeable, good branding, and also a pretty good League of Legends player. So cool if that is true that he's going to Shopify Rebellion. Disguised, no official confirmations either, but there was a big question mark over what's the roster going to look like? Are they going to keep the majority of what they had in NACL, or do they have the opportunity to just complete rebuild? It's looking more like a complete rebuild. Castle coming in from Immortals.
Oh, God. No.
Okay, so you're no god. I know a lot of people that are happy about this. Castle was a very divisive figure in the LCS because when he struggled, he really struggled. But
his highs were high, but like
his highs were high, and you hear other top laners talk about him, especially in scrims and practice, and they're like, "No, he's hard to lane against. Like Castle is a good player."
So just like watching him play, he has the summit like ability to just take over a game for like the first 17 minutes, and then he can just go invisible after that if things aren't going his way. Like, I just feel like I was high on Castle when he came over. I think if you actually go back and listen to like our preview episodes from when he was like first being talked about to Immortals as someone who watched him play in like Korean Challengers, I was really excited for the two players that Immortals brought over last season. And then I watched Castle in the LCS and I'm just like, not good. I'm always down for a good second chance story like this, just coming in, getting him on a new roster, getting some established figures around him potentially. Do we know anything about mid in AD for this team? Because I feel like that would be very important given the players that are rumored so far.
It's Abadaga mid, which I think the way, way worse roster move. Castle is uninspiring at best, Abadaga, I think, has the chance to be one of the worst roster decisions of all time.
I'm sorry. Wait, you're not trolling me, right? You're actually Abadage is actually the mid laner for
yes.
The rumored mid laner. Nothing confirmed, but that was the last episode's news. I haven't heard anything about AD carry, but it's Xeo and Huhi that are rumored to be jungle support. Xeo I'm excited about, but I'm also not excited that Xeo is probably again going to be on paper probably the worst roster in the league. It's kind of tough. I don't know
who I'd really pick below. I think the good thing for him is he's got somebody who's an established shot caller as a support for him this time.
Didn't work for NRG. Who he was the only change from 2023 to 2024. And off record, I've heard reports that not for lack of effort, but just that it didn't click, right? Like the way Ignar played more so matched how that NRG roster wanted to play the game than how who he plays, and who he was not able to step in and fill the role that Ignar had for the team. Now, you never know with a completely shuffling of players. Maybe this one is the type of team that who he can be that voice and actually do that for.
Yeah.
You never know, but it's just we'll see. There's pause on my end hearing that. Well, who do we want for AD carry for this team? Let's hypothesize. Castle, XU, Abadage, who?
Lens
would be based. I would actually
would be
love
really good,
just
actually.
A raw mechanical AD carry. That would be pretty good because they need firepower, right? Like
they
I don't
need
think Abadage is going to be
not
a superstar carry.
Disguise needs to do something to make NA fans actually want to watch their team. XU, I love XU, but I don't think he's enough on his own. I don't think he brings enough of that like hype factor for the NA fans. Because I think if your roster is like Castle, XU, Abadaga, I don't know, to throw a name out there, Tactical, and Huhi, I think people are just going to be like, wow, this team sucks, you know?
Yeah.
So I feel like if they get a guy like Lens, people will watch.
And for anybody unaware, Lens is a tier 2 player. He's been on our radar for a bit now as like he could make the jump up to LCS. He's a Turkish-American. I think he's duo nationality, so he might be able to play in the EMEA too and not take up an import spot. I'm not sure. But anyway, he wouldn't take up an import slot and is a very strong mechanical AD carry. I think that he should be the kind of the next come up for that role at the NACL level. So I would actually love that. I like that shout. Otherwise, like other AD carries would be like Scary Jerry if we're looking for a promotion coming up from tier 2. I know that he's been getting a lot
of nods. That was a name that popped in my head, but I didn't know if like how just given the fact that they're on such a short term basis, if that would just be like if that would be the right move for a team like this.
I think I would rather Lens, because in my mind, Lens has more just raw firepower mechanics and ability to win lane than Scary Jerry. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of the reason Scary Jerry was able to win lane is that Zyko, his support, was kind of setting him up to do so. I don't think of who he as like the aggressive will win you lane for your AD carry. I think that Lens can win lane on his own. Like he can win lane for his support. Or he could be like who he just like roam. I'm just going to like, do my thing.
I think both Jerry and Lens are very good. I think I'm leaning Lens's direction because I think I've seen more mechanically out of Lens in like certain moments. But yeah, I mean, Jerry is also another AD carry I've got my eye on. I need to see a little bit more consistency out of Jerry, I think. Whereas Lens, I feel like has that sort
spots.
Of clutch factor that I've not seen Jerry show me too much. Mm-hmm. He's had it sometimes. Like I think back to when he got onto everyone's radar on Converse. He has had it, but not always. And he had a really good summer split. So I'd love to see Jerry build upon that, I think. Whereas Lens to me feels like the kind of guy that you could promote right now. He might need to grow into his role a little bit, but I think he's just got like the stuff for it.
Yeah. Like I saw Lens have to drag lane states after Diamond Ints too many times this last year and have like comeback performances for me to not be impressed by this guy's play. So yeah, I think that's a cool shout. So there we go. Disguised, hit us up. We'll accept royalties if you do draft Lens. Either way, we're going to be happy and cheering you along. Lion Gaming, the LLA team that is going to be playing in the LTAN, of course, both in the North and the Southern Conferences, there are LLA teams that are earning a spot into those respective systems. Lion is the one that we are grabbing here in the North. And we had no rumors last time around. We have no official confirmations, but the rumors that we had have not updated. I believe they were like a Licorice top lane was the rumor for them, and then like a Brazilian player, two Latin American players, but I don't remember all the names.
Was this the team getting Seos, or
I think
else?
This was yes, yeah. Yes, this was Seos team.
Yeah, should be a cool team.
Okay.
And the Licorice pickup is the big one for LCS fans, is that we are expecting to see Licorice in the league still next year. He's going to be playing on the LLA team. And the way the import slots work for these teams, I know I covered it before, but in case you missed the episode, and Badger, maybe you didn't catch this, is that there are rules for teams, not for regions. So just because you are in the LTAN does not mean you follow one rule system. If you are a LLA team playing in that conference, then you can have two LLA players or two players that are considered residency in Mexico, Central America, or South America, other than Brazil. And then you can have still that shared Brazilian spot or NA spot, NA player spot, but then you can still have two outside imports. So you could have like two Korean players, two Latin American players, and a Brazilian or an NA player. Essentially is kind of how that works for them.
Okay. All right.
Yep. Lion's doing it is that they, from what I remember, again, I don't have the names in front of me, I believe they were doing an NA player, two Latin American players, a Brazilian player, and maybe a second Brazilian, otherwise a different, like a Korean player or something like that. So, but yeah, of course, for an NA team, it's two NA players, one Brazilian, or two international. And they didn't confirm, but I kind of assumed that Brazilian player could also just be an LLA player instead. Like, they're kind of interchangeable between the three. So even though they don't have their own region, technically LLA still exists. It's just it's a tier two system now because they still have the North and the South in that tier two system. So that's kind of
They need to have residency. They need to have two native LATAM players.
Oh yeah. So instead of in the northern teams where we need to have LCS teams that need to have two native NA players. Yes, they do need to have two native LATAM players.
Yeah. Exactly. Yep. And then, like you said, it could be Licorice and Seos have already been leaked. And then theoretically, they could have another import, either meaning like Latin America, North or South, or a totally different.
Yeah, there's two different brackets of imports. One import slot you can have two of, and that is
anyone.
Anyone.
It could be an America's player.
Yes, another America's player, not from your feeder system.
Yeah.
Basically, the way I'm visualizing it in my head is that tier two is now what determines your residency. What tier two system would you play in? Would you be playing in LATAM tier two, NA tier two, or Brazil tier two? Just because it's simpler in my head. That's not technically how it is, but like it just makes more sense when I think of it that way. But there we go. That is all the roster rumor roundup for this week's episode. Again, it's not very
LEC.
Much. literally
nothing.
Zero LEC. We have a few things, but nothing new from last week's episode or last episode 2 weeks ago. But we have a few things confirmed, so we can at least cover those. So as we hop across the pond, G2 Esports has confirmed they're parting ways with Mickey X. This was heavily rumored. We basically expected this, but they did make a post saying, bye, thank you. They even made fun of his Nautilus. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We got the thank you, Mickey X. And
Fnatic also have parted ways with Noah and June, confirmed. Rumored heavily. Now we know, officially, they are no longer with them. Koi, no official confirmations since last episode. Same with Team BDS, same with SK Gaming, but Giant X do have a few things confirmed. Up first, Yoto has been signed as the head coach. Badger, I know that you have some opinions on coaches. What were your thoughts on Yoto? Because he also spent time in LCS.
I thought he was kind of underrated just based on the fact that it felt like whenever he went into a team, they looked like they looked more cohesive. And he just, you could tell just by watching like player cams and stuff between games, just any of his teams looked like they seemed more cohesive and like better than any other team around. I don't know. I thought he was severely underrated. He just got dealt just a crappy hand. Cause was he wasn't the, no, it was Song was the coach of 2023 FlyQuest. What was his crash and burn team that he was on? Was that 22 Liquid that he was a part of? I can't remember off the top of my head.
That's a great question. I remember him from like Immortals. I'm pretty sure he coached Immortals, and then it was Team Liquid. He coached Team Liquid 2021.
Yeah, it was 22 Liquid that he was a part of. That was the crash and burn team, and yep. He kind of got dealt the shitty end of the cards on that one, and
he had to take some time down in the EMEA feeder teams playing with Giants. Looks like Case Esports, Kase Esports, and then he was on Heretics, and then now Giant X. So, yep. Yeah, I mean, at least that's a notable name signed, as well as a couple notable names parting ways with. Juhan, Patrick, and Ignar are now confirmed no longer with Giant X. Big roster shakeups was the rumor for Giant X. They're one of the teams that's just kind of like blowing everything up. What else? Anything else? Heretics confirmed party ways with Wonder and Trimby. There we go. Again, rumored already.
Whoa.
Carmine. What?
Groundbreaking. I did not see that one coming.
Insane. The question is, does Wonder still play Professional League of Legends after this?
He'll find a team. He's going to.
It's crazy.
Rogue Wonder. Calling it right now. I'm calling my shot. I don't even know who their top laner was last split that they would even be on the team still after. After that,
it's got a good ring to it. Rogue Wonder. It's like Rogue One, but then dirt. Yeah. Great movie, by the way.
Just in time for our Andor season 2.
Oh, is that next year? Oh my God, that is next year, isn't it? Oh, yeah. I can't wait. Great show. Also, so Arcane season 2, watch that for all of our jobs, but also watch Rogue One season 1 for your own Andor. Enjoyment. Sorry, Andor season 1. Yes, Rogue One is the movie.
It's a great
Andor
show.
Is the kind of prequel to it. Great show. Well, I think the best Star Wars ever made.
I agree.
Again, we are just filling because there's nothing to talk about here. Carmine Core confirmed partners with Cabochard. Bo Saken and Upset. This was another one of the orgs that's just everyone's gone. And then Rogue has confirmed parting ways with Markoon.
Man, is Kalist? Kalist is next year, right?
Kalista's coming in. Kalista's coming in.
Kalista's been heavily rumored to be going to G2, right?
Did they wait? No, did they win the Kalista sweepstakes?
I think it's Casey that still have him, but
Casey has his rights because he was part of KCB.
Yeah, but G2 had a rumored. I think it was their jungler that they're bringing in. I'm blanking on his name right now, but they had a super young jungler coming on.
Maybe that was what someone from ERLs is going to G2.
Yeah. And people are really hyped about that. And they were saying like expectations are even higher for that guy than Kalista's expectations are still high, but they were like
Kalista's, I've been hearing his name for years. This guy is like supposedly the future of EU.
Kalista's like, remember, well, I guess you probably weren't around at the time, but when Reckless came in 2013, it was basically like everyone was actively counting down the days.
Right. They laid out the red carpet and parted the Red Seas for players like this. Yeah.
They're just like, we're going to have Pushu come in for 2013 just to play. And Pushu played really well and then just never got a team afterwards. And they're like, all right, Reckless, it's your job now. And then 2014 Fnatic happened. And
well, you are right. I did not know that reference. And you are, in fact, a boomer. So congratulations.
Steve, even I knew that, and I started playing at the same time as you, bro.
Well, okay.
Fake fan.
Laugh at me,
fake Fnatic fan.
Pushu 2013 Pushu's season is one of my favorite like trivia things. when we do like the quizzes and stuff like that, which I should probably get one of those together, shouldn't I, for this year?
That would be fantastic off-season content, because as you can tell, we have been struggling. For the rest of the year, though, what we can expect, other than some fun game shows, quizzes are always great. We play 20 questions sometimes, Jeopardy, all kinds of stuff like that. We do have 1 week next week that we're going to have some guests on to hang out and just swap stories and hopefully have some more roster stuff to cover. But the week following that is going to be the week before our tournament that we're hosting. So what I want to do for that episode is have some fun and actually cover some of the teams that have signed up and start doing kind of a preview of what the tournament's going to look like. We might not have every team locked in, but hopefully we will have all the teams locked in so we can kind of go over the rosters and have some fun there. But then for the rest of December, outside of potential break for the holidays, we'll see what that looks like with everyone's schedule. We will have a lot of January as well. So probably January is when we'll be fitting in some of the fun kind of game show stuff. But we'll see how the next couple of weeks work. We're kind of taking it as it goes. Any fun facts anybody want to close out the episode with? Because that's pretty much all the stuff that we had. And this has got to be a record for fastest episode ever for a League Rundown.
Oh, gosh, I had one for Worlds, but it slipped the mind the last couple of weeks since everything is has ended. So
yeah, no worries. Also say I looked at the recording what felt like 5 minutes ago and it said 30 minutes, and now we're almost at an hour. We just crossed an hour on my recording, so you add in the count in and that means that listeners will probably be reaching an hour on the podcast. Test me. 3, 2, 1 now. Let me know in the Discord if I got that right.
You have the intro song, and the intro is like a minute and 40 seconds long.
Oh, it is. Okay.
So they're at all like right, we'll the wait. 1 hour and...
Let's wait in silence.
1 hour and 2 minute mark.
Oh, wait. Right?
I don't think we need to drag this out more, Steve.
No, we don't need to drag it out.
I understand. I understand now. Well, I think you got the message, everybody. Thank you so much for sticking around through the off season. We're giving you the news as it comes in, and hopefully we'll have even more to cover for next week's episode. Also, again, reminder, you can support us on Patreon or our website. And most importantly, Hawk, how many stars should they give us if they enjoyed the episode?
Oh, well, you know how many players we had announced today? I think it was like 5. Make sure to give the same number of stars as that number I just said.
Yeah, that was about the amount of news that we actually covered. But hey, we stretched it to an hour, so thank you so much, guys, for sticking along with me. And most importantly, listeners, thank you so much for being there with us. We love you, and we'll see you next time.
Bye, everyone. We'll be right back.